Hey, everybody, welcome to the Home Service Pro Podcast. Today we have with us Josh Krager, and he is with Copper Canyon Inspections. He's a dedicated property inspector with a passion for helping his clients, making informed client decisions about their properties. He's committed to an ongoing education, providing a thorough, reliable inspection with the latest technology. Josh, welcome to the show. Great to have you.
Thank you, sir. It's awesome to be here.
Yeah. So tell us, Josh, how long have you been in business? What areas do you service? Give us the skinny on your business.
Yeah, thanks. Been in for about a year and a half. I started at the top of 23 when the real estate market got kind of crazy. It was probably not the best time to jump in for home inspections, but I just felt like that was the time for me and, you know, for my business, if you will. So I jumped in head first, if you will. It was a decision that was driven out of one, probably not getting the best home inspection experience that I had over a few properties. I kind of chalked them up, and with the last home that I'd purchased, and actually the one I'm talking to you from right now, unfortunately, it was the straw that broke the camel's back. So that really drove me to figure more out. I've always been a DIY kind of guy. I was in the service previous as a mechanic in aircraft mechanic. So, sure. And when I retired, I decided I wanted to kind of position myself, not necessarily at airplanes, but using the same skills. Sure. So inspection and that unfortunate home inspection event drove Inborn Copper Canyon Inspections. So yeah,
awesome. So I'm interested to know what are you doing different? You know, you've had bad experiences from a customer standpoint, you dove in using that knowledge. What are you doing differently today for your clients that sets you guys apart?
Yeah, so a lot of things, I think, but at the top of it is customer service. Mm-hmm. I felt that when I was treated to an inspection, it was usually based on referral, and it may not have been in my best interest. And I know that now through experience. But a lot of people, they buy maybe once or twice, and they don't really get to have that experience more over and realize, hey, maybe I should have did my own due diligence and, you know, looked out and for a different company or a different inspector. So for me, it was, I'm sorry, can we get back to that? What was the original
question? I'm just curious.
I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, no, not a problem at all. Curious to know, what are you guys doing differently, you know, based on the experience that you had, that it was, I mean, take a huge.
There we go.
Yeah. Huge leap of faith, I think, to move from, you know, to have, it must have been a pretty incredible experience in a bad way to say, hey, I'm gonna make this a career move because I see such a huge opportunity to do this so much better.
Exactly. And that's it. And like I said, at the top of the list was customer service. Mm-hmm. And then the other part is I felt that there was a huge gap between the use of technology and who was out in the field and actually using it and what they were using it for. So that's what we bring to the table, where we are fully credentialed, if you will, and educated. And so we like to use the latest tools, you know, Surline scopes, thermal scans, FLIR, which was a military technology that we're using, you know, for thermal. And so it's bridging that gap. And then the last piece of the puzzle for us is education. Mm-hmm. You know, so like I said, if we have a home buyer, whether they're a first time or, you know, last time, they still need to be educated on the property because everything is unique, right? So, I mean, you may know basic functions of a home, you may know basic maintenance, but we're going to take the time to figure out the uniqueness of that place and really spend the aftercare, if you will, to educate and say, hey, this is what you got. Because it may not be new, but it's new to you. So you're going to want to know everything.
Right, for sure. And what are some things?
Still there?
Tell me about the market that you guys are seeing in your area. You know, what's currently going on? Where do you think it's going to go? You know, and a follow-up to that is, are people, you know, through the last few years, people have passed up on inspections? What are you seeing right now?
Did I get you back?
Yep. Sorry. Well, okay. Josh, my edit guy, will cut that out. So Josh, if you're, when you listen to this, cut that part out. We'll start over at my question, Josh. I have my edit guy's name, Josh. So he'll pick up on this.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So, Josh, curious to know, what are you currently seeing in the market? You know, today, are more people opting in for a home inspection? I know at one point it was crazy. People were, you know, foregoing the inspection, which would be a very costly mistake to make. Where are things going right now with the market?
So I lost you. There was a total internet lag. So you're going to have to come back with that question. Sorry, man. This is a problem with living rural, you know, I'm kind of out there. So,
yeah, no, not a problem at all. I'm just curious to know, what are you seeing in your market right now for inspections? If you had a guess, like, what percentage of people are having an inspection? Are we at 80%, 50, 90%?
Yeah, that's a good question. All the folks that I work with, 100%, right?
Yeah.
But what I'm seeing is definitely the kind of culture shift and industry push that, yes, get an inspection, right? Even though we're not in that kind of crazy 2020, 2021, you know, we still kind of have that mindset. But overall, it's been the push for inspections. Slow it down, get the education, understand what you're doing, you know, with the property, and use the time that's allotted to you for the whole process. Perfect. As opposed to when we were kind of in the hot market, if you will. I mean, I think it's picking up for now, for sure. It's not so much of an inclination to say, hey, you know, we need to get this done. We need to get to close. We need to get through even less than 30 days. So I think definitely people are more educated. They want to be more educated. And I think the buyers are changing, you know, the demographic, the age. Folks like myself and younger are wanting to know what they're essentially purchasing. It could be the biggest purchase of their lifetime or investment.
Oh, yeah. For a lot of people, purchasing a home is the largest the most expensive thing they'll ever buy, which is just fine. That's the norm, I'd say, for most people. And yeah, I mean, you want to make sure that you're doing it correctly. I would say that a lot of people don't know what they don't know when it comes to purchasing a home. You don't know, is there something that's happened in the past that a home inspection is going to uncover? You know, there's so many things that, even for myself personally, you know, when I've gotten a home inspection, I feel like I know a lot about houses. And I opt in to have a home inspection for every house I've ever purchased. I've purchased the house I live in right now that was about 25 years old when I purchased it. We've purchased 3 short-term rentals that were all brand new, and I still had a home inspection for all 3 of them. It was because you just don't know what you don't know. And every single time, I've never had a home inspection come back with, yep, everything is good to go. And that's even with these brand new builds, you know, the city, depending on what state, what city you're in, county, all those things, they have their inspections, but they're not catching all of it. We had a huge thing with at one of our brand new houses that the electrical panel that they were using had a major recall on it. And I never would have known that as a normal everyday homeowner. And I would say running a routine home maintenance company where we go in and we literally are doing all this stuff for homes, I still don't know that. And I'm on the side of knowing more about homes than your average homeowner. So yeah, sure. Definitely a needed thing. What are you finding, Josh? Are there any like things that you just feel like you walk up to a house and you're like, I'm going to catch this again. Are there any things that are like just happening over and over and over that you're seeing in home inspections?
And yeah, it's maintenance. Mm-hmm. You know, folks, they will get into a home, but come time for sale, they're not putting in the work, if you will. And with the previous stock market cycles, I think folks got used to as is conditions, right? And buyers accepting as is, not necessarily negotiating. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a gap in the market that has been where folks are living in homes. Maybe my parents' generation, if you will, you know, they raised their children 20 to 30 years in a home, and dad has done what he could to keep it all together. And then, hey, it's retirement time, and oh, guess what? The water heater has to get replaced, or we're looking at potentially replacing HVAC, because yeah, it worked for us, but it may not work for the, you know, our person that's coming in and apply the place. So yeah, I think there's a lot of preventative things that could be put in place, and I even see it on my end, you know, because that's again, to loop it back to educated buyers, they're doing the homework and they're knowing quite a bit going into the purchase process and in the inspection process, and they know what the big ticket items are.
Sure.
Right. So they know the HVAC, my appliances, electrical potentially, you know. So yeah, those are things that we could be, I think you guys, you do, you know, you catch that, you know, so you're catching that on a quarterly cycle. And that's the stuff that I think is protecting your investment, you know. And when by the time I'm coming through, or somebody like myself, hey, you've done the work, the preventative maintenance, and when it's time, you have a full understanding of how your property is. And then when I'm coming through on the buyer side, it's kind of just a handoff of information. Hey, we've been maintaining it like this. This is the kind of maintenance log that I'm always having to say that's a limitation for me. You know, a lot of times there aren't, 99% of the time. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's something that I think is changing as well, you know, with the education. And yeah.
Awesome. And where, you know, long term, Josh, where are you wanting to go with this company? Is it build and scale? Is it, you know, getting a big team in place? Do you always want to be doing the inspections? What are you kind of hoping to achieve in the next few years?
Yeah, so for me, it's just seeing what happens, right? I'm gonna go with the flow. I hope that the business speaks for itself. I hope that the quality of what I put out, but also what Copper Canyon stands for, the integrity, bringing back to the real estate process. And then if it grows from there, then I guess I'm along for a ride. But if it stays a one-man shop, and I have a son, or I have two kids, son and daughter, and so if they decide, hey, they want to get into dad's business, that's an opening for them. But if they don't, hey, I'm you know, at the end of the day, it gives me much comfort knowing that the place that I looked at, using the skills that was honed over time and service, that protects the family.
Right.
So,
yeah, for sure. And Josh, I'm curious to know what are you doing to build your business? You know, are you focusing more on referral relationships? Are you going like an SEO route? Are you doing paid advertising? Like, there's so many different ways today to grow your business. What are some things that you found are working really well? You know, speaking for everyone in the home service industry, it's just an ever-changing, you know, media nonstop, you know. So what's working well for you today when clients are calling and wanting to hire you? How are they hearing about you?
Yeah, good questions. For me, I'm in kind of a isolated micro market, right? I'm right outside of Sedona, Arizona. I'm about an hour north of the big Phoenix metro market. So it's booming, and I can kind of spread myself out. But I feel like the company should speak for itself, and I'm basing it off of referral, and then letting it grow organically. But not to say that I'm not actively engaged, right? You know, it's the way I look at building a company is, you know, you got a big wheel, you got a bunch of spokes that support the wheel. So, you know, I use a little bit of SEO. I'm kind of educated in the background for that. We use just general staying in touch, constant contact with previous agents and folks that I'd worked with.
Sure.
And then beyond that, I'm not too big on social media. Actually, I'm not on social media at all, except for personal stuff. But I feel like that there is a usefulness in that. And if we decide to go down that avenue, I will. But yeah, that's really what the full support of the business is right now.
Sure. Have you implemented anything in your business that you feel has been like very impactful or instrumental in helping you get from where you were to where you're at now? Like any technologies or systems or processes?
I harken it back to just good old meeting and greeting people. That's what works for, you know, where I'm at. And I even think in bigger areas, it can be just as effective, you know. There's something to be said when you shake a person's hands and you look them in the eyes and, you know, they get a good feel of what you're willing to offer. And I think there's a good exchange there. We got kind of, I appreciate like this, you know, podcasts and virtual stuff, but I think in business, you know, that's something that we need to get back to. And that's kind of my thing. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And then again, I back that up with the advantage of technology, the availability, and being well-versed.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, I think it's been an ever-changing landscape for so many people, you know, going through COVID where Zoom was, you know, such a norm. But I, similar to you, Josh, I think, you know, I enjoy the old school sit down, you know, let's have a cup of coffee in the morning, whatever it is, right? And just have a good conversation.
Yeah.
I always say it's gets out to shaking hands, kissing babies and doing your part out there to get your name going. And what I've found that seems to work really, really well for people and you've hit on it quite a bit, it's like the customer service is so important, but then getting it out there so that when people do hear about you, you know, they're hearing about you from these potential referral partners and, you know, using technology to help you grow your referral partner relationships as well has been very instrumental for our business. And yeah, it's just fun to see what, you know, the way that different people are growing their businesses and yeah, in different size markets, you know, if you're not in a 3, 4, 5 million person area, your reputation it's so valuable. I mean, it has to be perfect. Otherwise, before you know it, like an entire realtor office, they just stop using you because you did a bad job or you were short with a client or something. And it's like, that was half my business. So yeah, it seems like in a even smaller market, it's ever so important. So, so that's awesome that's working out well for you. So, so a lot of word of mouth, a lot of customer service. Josh, do you have any recommendations? Like if someone was looking at getting into the home inspection industry, like, you know, what are some things that they could do that you wish you knew on day one?
Let me think about that. You know, I'm going to give a shout out to my accrediting agency, InterNACHI. I mean, InterNACHI, however you want to pronounce it, but it's the International Association for Certified Home Inspectors.
Yep.
They paved the route for me and for a lot of folks. It makes it almost too easy. You know, you do, of course, there's hurdles and there's certifications, but I think prior to really learning about them and being guided, it was a crapshoot to kind of figure out what to do, right?
Right.
So, and even the old school guys, it was, hey, you knew somebody, you apprenticed for a while, or you were, you know, in construction, the trades, and, you know, it was just an easy, you know, adaptation to go over. But yeah, that was the way to go because not only was it the fundamentals in education, they are there for business, right? Networking, business, build you up. They really want to see you succeed. You can be as involved as you want or as minimal as you want. Mm-hmm. But that's just been a huge benefit for my business. But I'd say that without them, it wouldn't be as easy to get into home inspection and really get good fundamental education that is accredited across the country.
Yeah. I've also heard, I'm not even a home inspector at like that practicing home inspector, I should say. I did become a home inspector, so I knew what I was doing in houses, but I've never inspected a house for pay. So I don't think I can quite say that I am a home inspector, but I have heard incredible things about InterNACHI or NACHI or however we want to, whatever the correct way to pronounce it is. But I've heard incredible things from so many people. So yeah, kudos to those guys. Awesome. Well, Josh, as we wrap up here, you know, what's the best way if people want to get a hold of you, if they want to hire you for a home inspection, how do they find you?
CopperCanyon.homes.
Awesome.
It's that easy. And you can find me there. Google me. So we're available 5 days a week, 8:30 to 5, or if you need any kind of a special consultation, if you will, I'm always available. So.
Awesome. Well, that is Josh Krager with Copper Canyon Homes. Josh, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks, man.